Random House Audio presents Command Authority by Tom Clancy with Mark Graney. Read for you by Lou Diamond Phillips. Prologue. The flag of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics flew high above the Kremlin in a rain shower, a red and gold banner waving under a gray sky. The young captain took in the imagery from the back seat of the taxi as it rolled through Red Square. The sight of the flag over the seat of power of the largest country in the world jolted him with pride, although Moscow would never feel like home to him. He was Russian, but he'd spent the past several years fighting in Afghanistan, and the only Soviet flags he'd seen there had been on the uniforms of the men around him. His taxi led him out just two blocks from the square, on the north side of the massive GUM department store. He double-checked the address on the drab office building in front of him, paid his fare, and then stepped out into the afternoon rain shower. The building's lobby was small and plain. A lone security man eyed him as he tucked his hat under his arm and climbed a narrow staircase that led to an unmarked door on the first floor. Here the captain paused, brushed wrinkles out of his uniform, and ran his hand over his rows of medals to make certain they were perfectly straight. Only when he was ready did he knock on the door.
Vedit, come in.
The young captain entered the small office and shut the door behind him. With his hat in his hand, he stepped in front of the one desk in the room, and he snapped to attention.
Captain Roman Romanovich Talanov, reporting as ordered.
The man behind the desk looked like he was still in his 20s, which greatly surprised Captain Talanov. He was here to meet a senior officer in the KGB, and he certainly did not expect someone his own age. The man wore a suit and tie. He was small and thin, and not particularly fit, and he looked to the Russian soldier.